Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Some people may remember the TV show Teletubbies. It was a rather weird show and generally disturbing. Speakers were everywhere, and there was a sun with a baby's face on it, plus a scary segment involving a lion and a bear, which was edited after complaints. Today, I went to my local HMV. The store clerk had recently gotten a pre-owned DVD. It said Teletubbies lost episode, The Playground. The clerk said to me that the customer who sold it was extremely upset. He said that he did not want to watch it anymore. I bought it anyway, despite the warnings about the upset customer. I slammed it into my DVD player. It skipped the BBC logo and went straight into the intro. Everything was okay at first. The intro was normal until the speaker that was supposed to say, "Time for Teletubbies," said something disturbing instead. "Life is not about anything. It is the consequence." I thought that was rather weird for a kid's TV show. It started with Tinky Winky sitting at the table. He was rather sad and depressed, and he was crying. Not like cartoon crying, but actual real human crying. It skipped to another scene. It depicted a rather CGI-looking playground with a climbing frame that looks like the Teletubbies' house. Whoever made the CGI was rather crap at it. It was all wireframe. But then a sickening scene appeared. There were children, but they were committing seppuku. Blood was strained everywhere, along with realistic-looking intestines and organs scattered across the ground. I hurled in the bathroom from this. Then a final phrase from the Tubby Bye Bye speaker was spoken. "Life is meaningless. The truth is that you are all going to die a horrifying death. No one understands it." A nuclear bomb then hit Teletubby Land. The sun baby was crying, rather than its normal happy face. Its face was soaked in blood. After that, a picture of the playground appeared, with the Teletubbies hanging on gallows. Blood was seeping from their necks as they died. Behind them was the Teletubbies' home on flames. I vomited again, this time into my duvet. After that scene cut to the ending credits, at the end there was a message that I couldn't understand, but it looked like Russian. I turned it off and rang up Ragdoll about the episode. They said that they had 237 complaints and that it was worse than the Lion and Bear episode. They also said there was a man who worked on it called Christian Johnson. He had a friend who went to a playground, but apparently was on drugs and was depressed to the point of committing suicide. He was a CGI artist, but he never got to complete the episode because progress was halted when Ragdoll found out what it was. It was, by mistake, sent to the BBC. They aired it without realizing the content. After just 5 minutes of the episode, complaints started ringing in. Parents said it was disturbing for their children, and BBC took it off air immediately. Christian killed himself after the BBC aired it. After hearing this, I ripped up the disc and smashed it. I couldn't sleep for the whole night. I've had nightmares about it for weeks. The next morning, the doorbell rang. A man dressed up as a blood-stained Teletubby appeared and said his name was Ted Goldman, the person who worked on Pingu's punishment.